Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, saints, this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, amen, on a beautiful Monday morning, amen, Monday evening, praise the Lord, amen, and I'm geared up, amen, ready, amen, to do the will of the Father today, amen, and I have a thought for you, amen. The thought of the day is coming out of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, amen, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. My God, thank you, Jesus. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his lions, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you this morning, this evening, praise God. Amen. And we ask that you would move by your Spirit, because in you we live and move and have our beings. I'm asking you to speak this word, amen, this Bible study and season, because, Lord God, I know that you're an on-time God, and I know that, God, amen, in you we live and move and have our beings. And, God, amen, I pray that your will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. God, we rebuke Satan and we bind him. Amen. For he is truly a defeated foe. Lord, we thank you for the word, because the word is rhema, amen, to us, amen. And when we pick up the word and begin to understand what you're saying, amen, to the body of Christ, then and only then are we delivered, amen. For the Bible said in the book of Romans, amen, if we confess Jesus, amen, as our Lord and Savior, that he has risen, amen, and sit on the right-hand side of Father God, we shall be saved. So we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior today, that it's able to go in and let his blood, amen, drip down on heaven people, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that they might be able to, amen, thank you, Jesus, receive, amen, healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. We bind up every sickness and disease, amen, because that comes from the enemy. And we put him in his place, amen. When you put the devil in the place, amen, that he needs to be in, saints, then you will see a change. Amen. The Bible study is in reference to in the beginning, Genesis 1. Amen. And I've given you in depth, amen, detail about the earth, amen, and how God had created, amen, the celestial as well as the terrestrial. And how, praise God, Jesus, amen, being Father God's Son, amen, being an angel up in heaven first, amen, thank you, Jesus, thought of this plan, amen, and took it for the Father, and the Father, amen, and him and the Holy Ghost moved upon it. Jesus wanted to give the Father a gift, amen, and they moved upon it, amen, and created the heavens and the earth, the atmosphere and the stratosphere. Amen. All the molecules and the atoms, amen, the stars and, amen, all the planets, the solar system itself and the whole universe, amen, God created. What an awesome God we serve, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to give you in reference to when I say something, I like to back it up with scripture. The Bible said that 1 John, amen, not 1 John, but John, amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word is Jesus Christ, amen. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things, this is the key, to let you know that Jesus, amen, was the one that thought of the heavens and the earth being, in that essence, created for mankind, amen. All things were made by him. All things were made by Jesus Christ. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ thought of this idea. Amen. And God, amen, instrumented it because he is sovereign. He is God. And he's able to set things in order and speak things and do things so that they will come to pass. And the Holy Ghost moved upon it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then in the book of Luke 2, amen. If you have your Bibles, this is Bible study day. Luke 2, thank you, Jesus. Verse 35, the Bible clearly states that, hallelujah, yeah, and a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Amen. This is why, one of the reasons why Jesus came down on earth. Amen. He came to redeem us back to God. Amen. Because he was the one that thought of the idea of creating man. And when God had found iniquity in man, amen, and weakness in man, and sin in man, praise God, because of what Adam did, and because of what Satan did, amen, and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, God wanted to see if man was worth saving, and was there any flaw in Jesus Christ, amen, that thought of the idea so that he could prove, amen, that Jesus was of righteousness. Because anything that's in heaven, I don't care if it's the angels, I don't care whoever it is, cannot reside in heaven without any blemish. So Jesus went on to prove the Father that everything that God made, amen, everything that Jesus made was good. There is some good in mankind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That sword piercing through, amen, the thoughts, amen, through Jesus' heart, amen, reveal, amen, the thoughts of mankind that we're not evil. But we have been made, amen, sinners through what Satan had did. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But Jesus, amen, proved that we can be righteousness, holiness, and walk in truth. Amen. And I'm going to tell you today, saints, without holiness in your life, without Jesus in your life, without the Holy Ghost and God in your life, you will perish because this devil is evil. He has schemed from the very beginning of creation to try to form one world government. God had gave me two thoughts, amen, to place in the earth realm. The first thought was in the beginning, Genesis 1. And the second thought was Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And he told me when they're not, if they don't receive the first thought, then they'll receive the second thought. because he came and he showed the beginning as well as the ending. His word is true. There are not a lot of people out there that are a little bitty, what you say, antichrists that's floating around and that's going around in the earth today. But this one thing I can tell you, that all of them will fail. Amen. Because God is greater than any devil. He's greater than any demon in your life. I'm a witness. God has taken me through a many things. I've been in hell. I've seen hell. I've seen demons. I've seen snakes. I've seen all kind of wickedness. Amen. Amen. And Jesus walked me through it. Hallelujah. Even down on earth today, demons are walking around. Amen. And they're in disguise. And people are yoking up with demons. Amen. False pastors and false teachers and false evangelists and all of those that are going around in the earth realm, amen, trying to do a wickedness towards God's body. There are witches and warlocks even now that God, amen, is destroying because they don't want to return back to God. But I'm telling you today, saints, amen, we need to understand that God is the one that, amen, and his son Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost is the one, amen, that created the heavens and the earth. Amen. There is no other God but God himself. And we praise God. I talked to you about how Albert Einstein, amen, amen, he thought about the theory of the mathematical equation known as the field of equations. Amen. And this theory was relativity, amen, which is matter and time and space. Amen. And that theory was wrong. Amen. The universe was created by God, our sovereign God himself. Adonai Elohim is who I call him all the time. I love him so much. Then we have the Charles Darwin thought about evolution, how man, amen, descended from ape, amen. How our ancestors, amen, were ape-like, and that's untrue. So God, amen, in the end time is bringing clarity to the body of Christ, amen, by in the beginning Genesis 1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There are many, many people that have tried to write, amen. But I stand for surety today that God has my back on this word. Amen. And it will be proven, amen, because it's already been tried and proven in heaven. And I left off, amen, telling you about Albert Einstein and Charles Darwin and about the earth and its creation. And then I talked to you in reference to the earth itself, amen, and the inner core and the outer core and the mantle, amen, and the crust, amen, that overlays the earth. Well, we have plates and tectonics. The plates, tectonics, amen, moving and shaking. There are a few handful of major plates and a dozen of smaller or minor plates. Six of the major are named for the continent embedded within them, such as the North American, African, and the Antarctic plates. Though smaller in size, the minor are no less important when it comes to shaping the earth. The tiny John D. Fuca plate is largely responsible for the volcanoes that dot the Pacific Northwest of the United States. Remember, I told you that we have to have volcanoes, amen. When the inside of the earth gets so hot, amen, in order for it to keep from cracking, amen, God has allowed volcanoes to occur to let off that steam. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The plates make up Earth's outer shell called the lithosphere. This includes the crust and uppermost part of the mantle. Churning currents in the molten rock below propels them along with a jumble of conveyor belts in this it seemed like it's in despair. Most geologic activities stem from the interplay where the plates meet or divide. The movement of the plates creates three types of tectonic boundaries. Convergent, where plates move into one another. Divergent, where plates move apart and transform, where plates move sideways in relation to each other. Amen. So I have told you a lot in detail about the earth. Amen. The earth is constantly shaping and forming itself. Amen. And it's up under a hot, intense pressure, amen, of heat so that it can cook. Amen. Amen. And water, amen, is kept in plenty. We have more water on the earth, amen, than land. In reference to keeping the earth moist so that it does not break. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to understand that the earth is constantly cooking, amen, up under a low heat so that, amen, it can be preserved. God, amen, is the one, and his son, Jesus Christ, amen, and the Holy Ghost is the ones that created the heaven and earth. There is no other God. I don't care how Satan say he is the God of this earth. He is not a God. Amen. No one is God, amen, but our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our God, the Creator, his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, will guide us and teach us into all truth. Now I want to begin, amen, to start on the terrestrial bodies, amen, and we'll pick that up on tomorrow. May God add a blessing to the word today. God bless you. In Jesus' name.